Welcome, everybody, to the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show featuring Dr. Carolyn Dean. Join Dr. Dean for the next 2 hours, along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders, also known as Ginny Almighty. Join Dr. Dean as she shares with us her vast range of experience, knowledge, talent, and wisdom. Phone lines are now open, and we'll be taking your calls from around the world and here in the USA.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. We're so glad to be with you this evening. All of our new listeners that have joined us in our new venue here at Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, as well as all of our other listeners who's been with us for years and years, knowing that you can be with us here on the show, you can be with us on YouTube, and you can also chat with us through the chat line. And I think we've worked out all the details about that, so we should have a wonderful time communicating fully with each other all show long. And of course, the person that you want to be communicating with more than anyone in the whole wide world is Dr. Carolyn Dean. And why is that? Because she is the most amazing woman when it comes to doctor, naturopath, herbalist, acupuncturist, author, leader, visionary, committed, consistent, clarity. I mean, I could just go on. All the very best words in the whole wide world describe Dr. Carolyn Dean. And she's with us this evening for 2 hours. And she's going to share the best stuff with you about how to take care of your health, your vitality, and your well-being using natural substances. And aren't we just excited about that? We are one with nature. We are one with the ecosphere, the ecosphere of this world. We are stardust. We are golden. And we are, in that union, able to really function optimally by relying on the resources that nature has for us. And of course, if we come into a situation where we don't have nature on our side and we don't have those assets, then we don't have the same high performance. And that's what we want to do, is we want to have incredible high performance, and we want to have that great vitality and well-being that natural medicine involves and also nutrition offers. Dr. Carolyn Dean is, as I said, a medical doctor. She's also a naturopath and an herbalist, and just the most all-around amazing woman in the whole wide world. We're so happy that you're with us this evening. So before I bring her on, let me just say that Dr. Dean does not give medical advice on her show, but she will tell you what she would do if she were in your circumstances, as you may choose to describe those to her through either our chat line or our phone-in call, our call-in mechanism. So we will bring her on now, our very own and most popular, most sublime, most delightful, most delicious Dr. Carolyn Dean. There are the children.
There you've got the children to come. A little bit scratchy, but we can tell that they're there and they're happy to be there. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for the introduction, Ginny. Let's get right into it. We've got dozens of questions in the mailbox. This topic today is very important. It is about calcium, magnesium, and vitamin K, too. But I want to start with our basic announcements. We want you to keep referring your practitioners so they can help other of their patients avail themselves of our incredible products. We want you to use your referral candy when you tell people about our products so that everyone can get a discount. We want you to get your blood testing done. This is the home blood test kit. It's four different tests that are very important to get. We have a number of questions today about vitamin D and people wondering, well, how do I know? What do I take? You get your testing done. And the test costs $214, but by paying for the test, you get $214 in coupons for our product. So you aren't paying anything for your test. So it's totally a win-win for you. Our magnesium deficiency survey continues, and it just shocks us that between 60% and 70% of people, going up to 74%, some of the numbers here of people who complete the test are experiencing anxiety, insomnia, cramps, heart palpitations, and restless legs, and headaches and migraines. And you don't necessarily have to experience those symptoms. You can take magnesium. Our nutrients article is out, published in the journal Nutrients. It's called Circulating Ionized Magnesium as a Measure of Supplement Bioavailability. And we have found from it that ionized magnesium testing is the best marker. So the study that we funded is helping to improve the magnesium testing in healthcare, basically. And I mean, there's much more I could say about it, but we have so much to cover today. The studies did prove once and for all, when people say, well, you know, what do you mean REMAG is picometer in size? Well, it is. And the molecular size analyzer called the Zetasizer Nano proved that beyond a shadow of a doubt. The people running the test couldn't believe it, so they ran it three times to show that REMAG is so tiny at the magnesium ion level that it will be absorbed fully at the cellular level, as we've been telling you for many years. So that's enough. I have a lot of notes on this study that I'll share with you over and over again, so you get as excited as we are about our REMAG studies. I have to remind people about the dangers of sugar. I'm sorry. On the Orthomolecular News Service Forum that I'm involved with, someone mentioned that in viral immunity, the real danger is too much added sugars. So I sent the following to the list of 50 doctors, and it's from the book that I'm working on now. It's called Total Body Immunity. And I say, sugar is the most dangerous, quote, food for the immune system. And I quoted from a 2006 article by Dr. James Hohenstein. He's since passed away. And to me, they represent the strongest indictment that I've seen against sugar and its detrimental effects on the immune system. I quote, the title is Ascorbic Acid Competes with Sugar in the Immune System. Insulin moves both sugar and ascorbic acid into cells, including the phagocytic immune white blood cells. The phagocytic cells, like leukocytes, attack and remove microbes, tumor cells, and debris from the blood. The level of ascorbic acid in leukocytes may be 80 times greater than found in plasma. Glucose and ascorbic acid are constantly competing for insulin transport, so diets high in sugar and carbohydrates will decrease the amount of ascorbic acid that enter cells and thus create undesirable effects on the immune system. Now, there's more that I put in the book, but that's shocking enough. Just think of that, Ginny. When you eat a sugar dessert, it just kicks out your vitamin C. Boom, gone. That's why you need to take vitamin C on a daily basis. Actually, I at parties, you know, when we had the foster kids having our big Christmas parties and whatnot, we had the sugar table. And on the sugar table were bottles of vitamin C ascorbic acid, and when everybody learned that it was called the antidote, the sugar antidote. And I do also in the book say the following. It's a quote from Dr. Thomas Levy, who was on my radio show, our radio show here, this show, March 30th this year. And he said, an interesting thing about ascorbate is that it is derived from glucose. That's a very simple molecule. Ascorbate is very close to glucose in structure. Because of that, this is what makes vitamin C superior among all the antioxidants. It uses the transporters of glucose to get into cells. So as I said, the insulin, it even crosses the blood-brain barrier. There's not a cell in your body that does not utilize vitamin C as a primary source of electrons, donating them to glutathione, which is the most concentrated antioxidant inside your cells. But in addition to that, vitamin C as a small molecule donates 2 electrons per molecule. Most other antioxidants donate only 1, so this gives it more power. This simple chemical competition thus results in vitamin C losing its position in the cells if there's too much circulating glucose and tearing down this important antioxidant mechanism. So that is my sugar diatribe. And the COVID-19 and the war against nutrients update, some of the doctors, again, on the orthomolecular forum were very frustrated that the vitamin C information and studies were being ignored and even attacked by the media. So I wrote to these doctors, 50 doctors, I said, when the RDA is said to be only 60 milligrams, we lose our case about high-dose vitamin C before we even get started. When I was at the NIH Office of Dietary Supplements for a conference many years ago, I asked why nutrients weren't being studied for disease prevention or treatment. The answer was that their mandate, the NIH mandate, was to prevent deficiency diseases like scurvy with the minimum amount of vitamin C. Magnesium is also set low because the most commonly used magnesium is magnesium oxide, which is a laxative. So they cut it off when a certain percentage of subjects get the laxative effect. And then I said the mandate of Codex Alimentarius was to advise the lowest dose of nutrients as possible so they would not interfere with drugs. Our only hope is the public using nutrients and improving their health and realizing they have been misled. And then I reminded them that I'm funding university research and told them about the article that I just mentioned to you earlier. So that's enough of that. We'll get to, I'll ask Ginny if she has any comments on that before I get to her blog topic for today. Ginny, any comments?
No, but I do think it's interesting about vitamin C and sugar. So what would you say, because I've also heard you say about magnesium and sugar, as far as how much magnesium is required to metabolize sugar. So how much would you, vitamin C, would you say that you need to recover from, say, a piece of chocolate cake? Just throwing it out there. Just let's make something up.
Yeah. I'd say 1,000 milligrams, actually. Sounds like a lot. Sure is higher than the RDA. But I'd say 1,000 milligrams. That's what I take and I make Bob take. And, you know, what I'm talking about in the Total Body Immunity book is taking your food-based vitamin C, which is our whole C reset, taking 250 milligrams twice a day, but then taking an extra 1,000 to 2,000 ascorbic acid on top of that to support the adrenal glands, to help this bump the sugar out of your cells and all the other amazing things that vitamin C can do for you. Because as you may remember from our March 30th radio show on vitamin C, and you can go to the archives and look that up. It was a great show. We had several vitamin C experts on, and they reminded us that all mammals except humans, and I think there's one other mammal, all mammals make their own vitamin C from glucose. That's why they're so close. They make their own vitamin C. And a mammal at, you know, whatever, 100 to 200 pounds of weight should be making 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C. And that's why Linus Pauling, he set his standard at 10,000. Now, I don't go that far. I mean, I appreciate all the research and everything, but I think when people have their magnesium and their other minerals sorted out and their B vitamins and they take their restructure and their realign with the precursors to glutathione, you don't have to depend on vitamin C to be the only antioxidant in the body. Magnesium is a super antioxidant. So we try to give people the balance so they're not taking extremely high doses of supplements, except for magnesium, of course, because magnesium is responsible for 80% of known metabolic functions. So why wouldn't you want to have as much vitamin C as possible on board? So there. Will I move on? I guess I will move on.
Yes, thank you, sweetheart. Ginny. Sorry. Yep, here I am.
Okay, Ginny's topic and blog are at
I'd like to ask a question.
Who was that, Ginny?
We'll come back to the questions here in a little bit. We'll open up the mics as soon as Dr. Dean presents today's topic. So hang in there. We'll be right back with you.
Yeah. This is not a free-for-all. Ginny's in charge. Okay. The topic that you can find at drcarolindeanlive.com is calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. The questions we were asked, the mailbag, floods of questions, we'll probably answer all the questions people have as we go through this. And I'll try to skim through this blog because it's a nice long blog, lots of information. Please find it. It's two or three down at the homepage at drcarolindeanlive.com. So we start off with someone is saying, I'm taking 20,000 units of vitamin D because my doctor said vitamin D was low. I just got out of the hospital with a kidney stone. What do you think caused that? And of course, it can be the high dose vitamin D, pulling in too much calcium, and not having enough magnesium to deal with the overload of calcium or to metabolize the vitamin D, because you need magnesium to metabolize vitamin D. If you take high doses of vitamin D, then you're going to use up your magnesium and cause side effects, including the buildup of calcium in the body. We'll get to the dosage of vitamin D, but it's more like 5,000 units a day and on a daily basis instead of once a week or once a month even. So those are the basics of dosage and frequency of taking vitamin D. Someone else, a quote, I have osteoporosis and I'm taking large doses of calcium. My joints are swollen and sore. My bone density test is worse. So that's telling us that you don't want to take high doses of calcium. What you want to take is 600 milligrams of calcium a day in your diet and or your supplements, 600 milligrams. There is an online and mobile app called Chronometer, chronometer.com. You can type in the foods you're eating and find out how much calcium you're taking. Stick with 600 milligrams. And you absolutely need magnesium in order to make your bones. It's difficult to say what word. We can't say bones are flexible, but they have to. They can't be brittle. Bones are brittle when all you have is calcium. So you need your magnesium to make your bones more supple. Third quote, I can't eat green veggies because of my blood thinner. My osteopenia is worse, and I'm worried I'll end up with osteoporosis. Now, that implies the person's not getting their calcium, their magnesium, or their vitamin K2, all of which are important for your bones. And so the blog goes on, do you recognize any of the above? Do you have a laundry list of evidence that you aren't feeling well, even though you're taking high doses of several supplements? And your doctor doesn't necessarily know any of this information about balancing your nutrients. I never learned it in medical school. It's not on the curriculum. Continuing. Let's say you have your vitamin D tested. Did you know that vitamin D levels are connected to your magnesium, calcium, and vitamin K2? But if your vitamin D levels are low, chances are that your doctor will give you high doses of vitamin D and not tell you about the other nutrients. So we've created a huge problem with this high-dose vitamin D prescribing. And getting people into lots of problems, even more so than the high-dose calcium prescribing that occurred, that's probably still occurring. But the research now is showing that women who take high-dose calcium are at higher risk for heart disease because they're calcifying their arteries and their joints. Why isolating each nutrient is an issue? Yes, it's as I'm saying, high-dose calcium was the vitamin was the nutrient of the day, and now it's high-dose vitamin D. They really can't seem to balance it out. Vitamin K2, Dr. Weston Price, he discovered the X factor, which turned out to be vitamin K2. K2 helps guide calcium into the bones where it's needed instead of leaving it circulating to calcify blood vessels and soft tissues. And Ginny then puts the quotes down and discusses them, and I've already done that. And this business about green veggies, because of blood thinner, the way some blood thinners work is to kind of destroy your vitamin K2. And because K2 helps clot the blood naturally. So we've run into a lot of problems with vitamin K2 deficiency in that regard, even though the blood clotting factors, K1, and the factor you need for your diverting your calcium to your bones is K2. I don't know how deeply I'm going to be able to get into that, but Dr. Mercola has good information on vitamin K2, so you can Google that. So I'm going to dive right into the blog, the questions on the blog arising from the blog, because there's so many of them. And they do cover the waterfront, so you'll get a lot of your answers here. Someone writes in, all four of my electrolytes are low. Who's this? Jane. Jane says, I'm low via hair mineral analysis. So right away I say, electrolytes are too dynamic to consider just the hair analysis. I'd go for the blood tests to find out what's really going on. And she's asking, will REMAG lower my sodium and potassium further? No, of course not. Magnesium helps balance the other minerals. when your potassium is low, then your magnesium can be low. It's very difficult to get your potassium to balance out without proper amounts of magnesium. Now, there's something similar going on with the sodium, but potassium for sure. So you absolutely need your magnesium to balance out your other electrolytes. Unfortunately, magnesium is not even on your electrolyte panel. It is in a hair mineral analysis, but I have a lot of concerns with hair mineral analysis because the way the hair is taken from the scalp, it's already 3 months old, so it's not telling you what's going on today. And then she says, recently I had oral surgery. I was on antibiotics. So part of what I'm struggling with is establishing my intestinal bacteria. If I take probiotics, I feel bad. If I don't take probiotics, I feel bad. I can't seem to get back to baseline since the extractions. Okay, so what I'd say there is to look at my yeast book, Reset the Yeast Connection. And it sounds like Jane here is too toxic to detox. So she'd start with bentonite. This is what I would do, bentonite and psyllium seed to help absorb toxins that are just hanging out and ready to kind of get overloaded if you begin starving your yeast or feeding it the good bacteria. Then I'd be adding a Pico Silver and Flora Revive. In the latest version of Reset the Yeast Connection, I'm talking about a very basic yeast protocol using Pico Silver and Flora Revive and perhaps bentonite so that a person doesn't have to be so strict or include all the antifungal herbs. So we'll see how that approach goes for Jane to slowly get her microbiome under control. Someone's asking about sun poisoning. What I would recommend for sun poisoning, and she's not giving, Karen here is not giving any details. So I just look at the definition of sun poisoning. They say it's fever, nausea, vomiting, fatigue, dizziness, red skin rash, or chills. Seek medical attention. Now, that's a sunburn. So sun poisoning can be just a really bad sunburn, but some people are actually saying sun poisoning is an allergic reaction to the sun when exposed to sunlight for the first time in the early spring or during winter vacation. I don't know that you can be allergic to the sun. I think that's really kind of hyperbole. So I would say, because of our experience with people who say that they can go on vacation and lie out in the sun and feel worse, I would say it's possibly due to magnesium deficiency, where the sun just, I mean, it's going to give you a lot of vitamin D. I've heard that it can be like 10,000 IU equivalent for, an hour or so in the sun. And what you need to convert sunshine vitamin D into active vitamin D is magnesium. So if you go in the sun and you don't have your vitamin D and it can't be metabolized, supposedly you can develop a sunburn or, quote, sun poisoning. Now, we do know, Ginny has said this many times, that people on our products, not just the REMAG, but on our products, they don't burn. I mean, I've been out tanning my legs, my torso and my legs, and I'm not burning. And I don't stay out long, but I used to go nicely red and then it would turn brown. So I know it's true that if you have the proper nutrients, your skin is resilient. It's not going to burn. And if you're taking your REMAG, you won't have sun poisoning, whatever that is. Someone is saying in the next question. In addition to Remite, I take 50,000 units of vitamin D3 plus vitamin K2, 200 micrograms every other day. It has helped alleviate psoriasis on my leg. Reading your latest blast, I'm not concerned. I'm taking too much D3 and perhaps depleting magnesium. So this is Doug asking. It's like, Doug, absolutely. You have read my work. You should know that that is just so inappropriate. You're medicalizing this vitamin D3. 50,000 units every other day. I mean, that's just an enormous amount. Psoriasis tends to be yeast overgrowth and the toxins from yeast. I'm happy that it seemed to go away, but yes, you're going to be pulling down your magnesium, adding so much calcium to your body that can be precipitating in soft tissues. So, he continues, I do not wish to take an expensive blood test for D3. Well, you better take a blood test, because heaven forbid how much you've gotten. Get our grassroots health test kit at $214 that you get back in products, and you do take our products. So you're paying nothing to find out what you've done here. And basically, as I said earlier, it's important to get your blood levels so you know how much to take. Now, let me jump to the dosage. It's a good time to say here. Vitamin D researchers, including Grassroots Health, agree that the dosage of vitamin D should be based on the blood levels of the vitamin, and they've come up with a vitamin D calculator to help you figure out how much you require to reach a certain level. For the average individual, 40 to 60 nanograms per mil is desirable, but if you want to avoid breast cancer or breast cancer recurrence, you will need to strive for a higher level above 60 nanograms per mil. Now, I introduced this testing because I wanted to make sure people were getting enough of these nutrients, especially the vitamin D. So that's where we started working with Grassroots Health. And what did I find out? In September of last year, my vitamin D level was 19 nanograms. 19. And the Endocrine Society defines vitamin D deficiency as occurring below 20 nanograms, vitamin D insufficiency below 30 nanograms. I had been recommending 40 milligrams, so I wasn't even near what I was recommending. So I did 5,000 units for couple months, and then, oh, I should do 10,000. Then I went to 20,000, and then I went back to 10,000. So I don't know exactly how much I ended up taking probably a balance of 10,000 units a day. And yesterday I found out that my vitamin D level is 53. So I'm right in the nice range of 40 to 60. I don't have a history of breast cancer, so I'll probably stay with 10,000 units for another 6 months, do my testing again, and see if I'm higher. If I'm higher, I might just go to 5,000. So that's what you're going to do, and that's what Doug is going to do. He's going to go to our website, click on the research link at the top, order his test kit, find out how much vitamin D he's got, the omega-3 fatty acids, the magnesium, and TSH for the thyroid. Okay, someone is asking about oxalates and magnesium. I've been advised to pursue a low oxalate diet because of a history of oxalate-based kidney stones. I noticed that many of the high oxalate foods I'm advised to avoid are also the ones I would need in order to get dietary magnesium. I'm also taking a large supplement of vitamin D daily. Thus, I suspect I should be taking a magnesium supplement. Do you agree? So this is from Lynn. Lynn, you have to get your testing. Go to RNAreset.com, click on the research link, order your test kit so you know what you're doing exactly. Now, in terms of oxalate-based kidney stones are calcium oxalate. So it's the calcium that you have to look at, not avoiding good foods necessarily. In the Magnesium Miracle book, I say the following. Kidney stones and magnesium deficiency share the same list of causes, including a diet high in sugar, alcohol, and coffee, and oxalates too. An important animal study shows that a high dietary intake of fructose from a high diet in fruit or high fructose corn syrup sweeteners significantly increases kidney calcification, especially when dietary magnesium is low. So people who ingest lots of dairy, drink a lot of milk, take calcium supplements are going to be the ones that get the stones. When you stop dietary calcium, when you stop the calcium supplements and take generous doses of magnesium, vitamin C, vitamin D and vitamin K2, you not only prevent kidney stones, you actually help dissolve pre-existing stones. Now, I don't know how much vitamin D Len is taking. What he would do is do the blood test. If his blood test is, high normal vitamin D, maybe cut back to 250 to 2,500 to 5,000 units a day of vitamin D, taking it every day. It works better if you take it every day. And about the magnesium involvement with these kidney stones, magnesium helps dissolve the calcium, but there's a compound called magnesium oxalate, which is not metabolized, but excreted in the urine. And I couldn't find the research on it. Maybe it's another piece of research we have to undertake. But if you have too many oxalates, what's to stop your REMAG magnesium from binding that oxalate and excreting it in the urine? So that's why I think magnesium probably works against the calcium oxalate stones. Someone is asking, what's the proper standard level of calcium one should have? This person's level was 9.6. She's been diagnosed with osteopenia and high risk of fracture. And the endocrinologist, instead of recommending magnesium, is suggesting the biphosphonates, which create brittle bones, and which means that your dentist won't do heavy dental work on your jaws because there's so much deterioration of teeth and bones with these, it's bisphosphonates. She said, I bought some Recalcia, but since I have normal calcium, what else can I do? I use REMAG, REMITE, Pico Silver. My vitamin D level is 57, which is in that 40 to 60 range. I used to take 5,000 units every day, but my primary care is warning me to take it three times a week since my vitamin D levels seem high. So you want to look at grassrootshealth.net and find out why they are proving that 40 to 60 is actually a good level. And also, if people have a family history of breast cancer or are trying to avoid a recurrence of breast cancer, above 60 is indicated. As long as you're taking your REMAG, you'll be fine. Now, I am going to say that a level of 9.6, it is high normal. If it's calcium, if it's above 9.9, you have to look at hyperparathyroidism as a potential for creating that high calcium. I know you say you're using Remag, Remite, Pico Silver, but also how much are you taking? Take enough to balance out your calcium and get your calcium from your diet. Do the chronometer and find out how many milligrams of calcium you're getting a day and just keep it around 600. Someone is asking, tell me the optimal daily dose of vitamin D. Differing opinions. Yes, there are, because different doses help different people reach different levels. So as I said before, get your blood levels and grassroots health will put your level in a graph and show you how much more vitamin D you need to create a level that is optimal for you, which is, as I said, 40 to 60 nanograms. Vitamin D dosage, so we already went over that a few times. Someone is asking about vitamin K2 and calcification. Been taking Remag 2 teaspoons a day, down from 3 teaspoons for a few years. Also Remite 1 teaspoon. I have had calcification problems for years with Hebridean nodes and bone spurs in the neck and the foot. Been taking 5,000 units vitamin D for years. My level is 77. I take vitamin D with K2. So yes, 77, she doesn't say how old she is, but 77 may be pulling in too much calcium. My chiropractor thinks I may not be getting enough K2. Don't know if you're taking any. In our vitamin D3 K2 product that we're coming out with, that will include our RNA powder along with it as a catalyst, we're putting in 100 micrograms of vitamin K2 along with 5,000 units of vitamin D. 1 to 200 micrograms of vitamin K2 seem to be the standard dosage, but I would think the vitamin D. Personally, I would drop back the vitamin D and get my level more down to 60 of the vitamin D. Personally, I would take 200 micrograms of vitamin K2, go back to 3 teaspoons of Remag, and get Remag lotion and start gently rubbing it into those areas to start to reverse that calcification. Someone here talking about essential tremors. Can a deficiency in any of these nutrients cause essential tremors? I'm very shaky and my muscles become extremely rigid. So the rigid muscles means to me magnesium deficiency. So absolutely taking saturation levels of Remag to 2 to 4 teaspoons of Remag along with just the 600 milligrams of calcium in your diet. And the K2 would be important as well. Vitamin D and essential tremors. I think I've read something about that. So it's a matter of getting your vitamin D levels with the grassrootshealth.net test. What you pay for the test, you get back in our supplement. So you're really not paying anything, and you'll get really important information. Find out here in Susan's case if she needs to take vitamin D as well. And a question about insomnia, waking up at 3 a.m. Okay, so let's look at the time cycle in Chinese medicine. What's happening at 3 a.m.? It's called the Chinese organ body clock. Let me see. They give everything except 3 a.m. I'm just looking at the clock. Okay. 1 to 3 a.m. the time of the liver, time when the body should be asleep. During this time, toxins are released from the body and fresh new blood is made. If you find yourself waking during this time, you could have too much yang energy or problems with liver or detoxification pathways. This is also the time of anger, frustration, and rage. So personally, I would be doing my realign to help detoxify, and look up the yeast book perhaps, but I would go for the realign. She says, I have Hashimoto's for 15 years. I'm 67 years old. She says she has heat intolerance. I would check my thyroid. You can do the grassroots health test at rnareset.com under research and get your TSH. Sometimes Hashimoto's will bounce between hyperthyroid, make you hot, and hypothyroid, make you cooler. She says she wakes up in a panic feeling hot. She can't tolerate heat at all. Now, the thyroid is responsible for temperature regulation. So is magnesium. I don't know if Joe here or Connie Joe is taking any of our products, but the Remite to balance the thyroid, make your own hormones with the minerals in Remite, Remag to support your temperature regulation. She says obviously it causes anxiety as well as fear. All seems to be part of the insomnia. Well, it all can be part of magnesium deficiency. Magnesium is the most important nutrient for insomnia. I know this is a long hour. Hopefully I can finish up here, Jimmy, in a few. I would like to know your opinion about calcium and EMFs, the calcium via the voltage-gated calcium channels. What you can do here, Debbie, is email our customer service support at rnareset.com and ask them to just email you the section on EMFs in my Magnesium Miracle book. It does explain that. Debbie does say that her hypersensitivity is under control using Remag, and she takes no additional calcium. Is this wise, or does it factor into this process at all? Absolutely factors in. So you'll get the notes I have in my book to help you kind of learn more about it. And someone's asking about calcium and taking a supplement. So I think we've answered that. You go to the Chronometer, Chronometer app. Chronometer.com and find out how much calcium you are getting in your food. Someone is concerned about taking too much calcium with magnesium. Asking if the teaspoon of Recalcia that she takes will interfere with the absorption of the teaspoon of Remag. No. Think about it this way. If you look at any of the deep green leafy vegetables, what they contain calcium and magnesium. They aren't separated in the food. And I like to say our minerals are like the food that you should be eating. So there's no interference on that level. She's also taking a teaspoon of Remite. She thought that Remag would enhance her ability to absorb calcium. Not so much absorb it, but direct it to the bones and teeth. I like the Remag, she says, because my blood pressure is normal now without medication. So, yes, if what you do is, again, Ron's asking this, use a chronometer, find out how much calcium you are getting, and just add the amount of Recalcia you may need to make it 600 milligrams. And another person asking about supplements. Is it okay to take that much magnesium? She's taking them from different multiples and this and that. Well, the thing about taking your REMAG, 1/4 of a teaspoon is only 75 milligrams. Magnesium in other supplements is not as well absorbed at all. So, I mean, personally, I wouldn't be taking 700 milligrams of calcium in a multiple because it's not going to be absorbed fully and it can precipitate. I think the best thing is to read my book on Remite and Recalcia and get more specific answers. And that book is at drcarolindeanlive.com under books. And someone was told not to use vitamin K due to having a stent in the heart. And I'm afraid I can't answer that. I think it's not so much the stent as you're probably on a blood thinner. And people are told not to use vitamin K2 if they're on blood thinners. But that applies to vitamin K1, not K2. So it's very frustrating when people ask that question because vitamin Ks are sort of jammed together. So I can't be more specific. I'll try to be more specific in my Total Body Immunity book. Someone is saying about their REMAG and REMITE protocol after a year, got rid of her AFib, but then her doctor gave her levothyroxine, a synthetic thyroid hormone, pushed her into AFib again because the dosage was too high. And that is something that people should be taking notice of. If you are taking thyroid hormone replacement, it can speed up your heart and throw people into AFib. So she's wondering, do you suggest that I get some K2 with REMAG and REMITE protocol? What dosage? I don't know if that's getting too medical, but what I would say is work with your REMITE more to improve the thyroid instead of taking a synthetic. Hank, you can get in touch with customer service because I'm getting near the end of the hour and I'm not able to give you enough of an answer. So, Ginny, there are actually a couple of more questions, but I think I better stop here. Okay?
Yes, absolutely. No, that's an incredible whack of information for the first hour, Carolyn, and I'm sure it's going to be so helpful to so many people because there is a lot of discernment that's needed to really peer into these situations and see how they can be remedied. So thank you for that. Mm-hmm. And again, I just go back to my standard statement that is, I just don't know of any other doctor that's going to spend this much time on a radio show to really sincerely review and offer this kind of opportunity for people to tweak their formulas and understand what is that's happening for them so that they can have an opportunity to change or, again, be testing. And I do agree with reinforcing that idea of testing. I mean, there's just nothing better than knowing. And a test is going to reveal that. You know, you don't have to guess.
Yes, it's very obvious. You know, when people are trying to juggle their minerals and their vitamin D, you can't just make it up. And now that we know our test lab, we're happy with it. I'm satisfied with what I'm finding out for myself. And we really want people to avail themselves of this opportunity to get their test for free and find out if what you've been doing is helping your blood levels. And the magnesium test we have is a whole blood red blood cell test. So it's even better than what people are generally getting. So please get the testing.
Yeah, absolutely. Very good. Very good. Okay, so in the next hour, what we're going to do, Carolyn, in addition to hearing your wonderful discernment and wisdom throughout the show, we're going to be accepting phone calls. And the way you would do that is to call into the station at 646-558-8656. And then you have to put in an ID number. And that ID number is 8836953587. And of course, that's on the Dream Visions Radio Network, and it's on our chat line. Again, 646-558-8656, and then it's ID 8836953587. And you'll be able to get in and talk directly with Carolyn Dean about the things that are important to you. So we'll take a quick station break, and then we'll be back with hour two. Hang in there, everybody.
We'll be back with hour two of the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with host Ginny Sanders, right after this brief station break. You can also get updates and resources online by visiting drcarolyndean.com. That's drcarolyndean.com.
Did you know there are 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency? Magnesium deficiency is a public health crisis growing in scope and proportion. Dr. Carolyn Dean, author of The Magnesium Miracle, has identified over 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency, 100 factors that lead to magnesium deficiency, and 24 reasons why magnesium deficiency occurs. Order The Magnesium Miracle today at Amazon.com and learn how to remedy this pervasive condition.
Do you have questions about your health? Are you wondering about alternatives? Do you ever wish you could have 5 minutes with a doctor you can trust? Someone who is an internationally recognized authority in the field of natural medicine? Meet award-winning doctor, naturopath, and best-selling author of The Magnesium Miracle, Carolyn Dean, MD-ND. Hear a wealth of information designed to empower listeners and callers to discover how to improve health, vitality, and well-being through a variety of safe strategies and nutritional options. Dr. Carolyn Dean Live. Shows can be heard every Monday, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern, with weekly live shows, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Natural health, vitality, and well-being. Yes, everyone wants it, but not everyone is sure how to achieve it. Dr. Carolyn Dean's Completement Formulas are more than just dietary supplements. They're whole foods and picometer minerals designed to complete your nutrition, not just supplement it. Experience the difference Dr. Dean's formulas make. Visit RNAReset.com to learn more. That's RNAReset.com.
Omega Institute. Offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. With more than 40 years at the forefront of holistic studies, Omega is known the world over as a trusted source for integrated approaches to personal growth and social change. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org. or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.